The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagger thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Johns Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
When they think of no food, clean water, if you drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up.
The Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And yeah, we're doing this one live today. Last couple of days been down, but nonetheless, appreciate y'all reaching out, seeing what's going on with me. As you know, my hand's full right now. I'm getting with my pops. Broken hips aren't easy. You know what I'm saying? Not easy at all. All right, more ways than one. But like I say, thank you all for your continued thoughts and prayers. And, I was a little down and out, man. My back was on me again. So I appreciate you guys, you know, checking out, reaching out, all that good stuff, and pops as well. All right? You know, the show must go on, so we got to do what we got to do. And we're here today, buddy. Good day today. Lots to talk about. So we're going to open up the lines, and I want you all to chime in on anything today. Just opening them up. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Now, we'll get your trivia going on Monday, all right? I just want to open up the lines. And guess what, man? You know, it's funny when things pop up on your Facebook page, right? But one of my memories from 2 years ago on this day, cool and breezy with rain. And the weather was sweet. And with it, look outside today. Way cool and breezy with rain. Weather sweet. I like it. Okay. So I'd share that with you. How ironic, huh? There you go. So let's check out the headline as well. What's making headlines in the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. Appeals court refuses to stay Gibson's trial. Jury impaneled in corruption case. Supreme Court jury is expected to begin hearing testimony in the corruption trial of F&M Long Island MP Adrian Gibson and five others on Tuesday. Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson impaneled the five men and four women who will hear the case on Thursday afternoon after defense counsel failed to convince the Court of Appeal to stay the proceedings pending an appeal of a pretrial constitutional motion. Alleged Gibson could not get a fair trial because he had been prejudiced in the preparation of his defense. Prosecutors alleged that Gibson failed to disclose his interest in the government contracts and that he received $1.1 million in payments from contracts awarded by the Water and Sewage Corporation while he served as its executive chairman. So the plot thickens there, and the show begins next week. So we'll all have to keep our eyes on that. And remember, one is innocent until proven guilty the last time I checked in this country. Okay? So you got to let it all play out. Let's see what the law says. Hey. Hey, what happened? Mr. Producer. Never mind. I kind of figured it out. It's cool. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, exactly where in New Providence is the new prison going to be built? Boy, I tell you, that's a good question. Because I would think if they're going to build a new prison, they got ample space up there where they at to build onto and to renovate and to enhance. When you're thinking of putting up a new prison to cover the magnitude of offenders that we have, where are we going to put it? Can't be in the downtown vicinity. Can't be in certain areas in the West. You know, them gated communities ain't for that. The East not happy with it from that time. So where are we going to put it? Where are we going to put it? Any ideas, any suggestions, feel free to chime in. That's a very good question. Where space-wise are we going to put it? How effective is it going to be? So let me know your take on that, where you think the new prison should be. Obviously, let me know your take on the appeals court refuses to take Gibson's trial. Atlantis disheartened by government's approach on RCI matter. Atlantis Senior Vice President for Government Affairs and Special Projects, Vaughn Roberts, said yesterday the resort is disheartened by the decision of the Department of Labor to conduct a survey to determine if employees were pressured and intimidated by a senior executive to take a particular course of action in relation to the RCI, Royal Caribbean International's proposed $100 million beach club project on the western end of Paradise Island. The Department of Labor handed out surveys to Atlantis employees last week seeking to determine if they felt intimidated by a communication of staff, which was made by Atlantis President and Managing Director Audrey Oswell. Listen, that Atlantis brand is a huge brand. Associates and employees, they have a vested interest. They look at it as look, that's how we make our living. This needs to run continuously, smoothly. It's a mega operation. So if they want to ask their staff, in my opinion, what's their opinion on it? And if they disagree with it, to vocalize, I don't see that's pressurizing. Speak up for what you believe in. Don't politicize it now. The question that we want to know is RCI's project going to have to go through the due diligence that Atlantis and other major resorts over there did, that Mr. Toby Smith had to go through? Where's the results from that? No smoke and mirrors and getting in your feelings. Let's get it done. This has an effect on Bahamians far and wide. And while I do think both projects can work, everybody needs to do that due diligence and everybody needs to follow the protocols. AG, UN must do more to help Haiti. Attorney General Ryan Pinder yesterday repeated his call for United Nations to step up to the plate and help crisis-torn Haiti and also to do more to fight gun smuggling into the Bahamas. Pinder raised the issues in the Senate yesterday as he led debate on a resolution for the appointment of a parliamentary committee on human rights. He also highlighted both issues after this month when he addressed the 43rd session of Universal's periodic review at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. I also spoke to the challenge we have with illegal firearms plaguing our streets, finding their way into our country, exclusively from other countries, Pinder said yesterday. I asked for the intervention of multilateral organizations such as the UN to assist in cross-border enforcement when it comes to guns, as their illegal use severely impacts persons' human rights in this country. Bahamian human rights. Now, just how you spoke on that, Mr. Pinder, well done. Can you please speak on some other things with the same veracity? Because that's how you do it when you say you need help. So I applaud you on that, on asking for the assistance multilaterally from the UN on the gun control situation and our gun issues. I do. We got other issues you need to address with the same convictions. That's all I'm saying, my friend. Exactly, Norty. There's enough space where they are. They could build it right there. Okay. Naughty, my 10-year-old son tells me to make sure I have Naughty and Pearly on today because I need to hear them row about the game last night. Tell your 10-year-old son he's absolutely brilliant for listening to the show. And we'll do our endeavor best to have a good knockdown, slub fest in our 5 o'clock hour for him. Because you know, Lakers down 0-2. And I've been watching, and woo, Lord, I could tell you who to blame is for two of them losses. Some of your bronze sexualists ain't really going to like it, but we're going to get there in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure they don't get me distracted. It's only 4:22, but props to you, my little brother. And speaking of little brothers, man, Got to big up my boy Zach, man. Zach, I think 12 today, man. Good little baller up there at Freedom Farm, man. Big up to Zach and his whole entire crew, man, and his family. Dad, Sean. Hey, Sean, I know you have, you know, Zach can't join no cocktail libations, but you and I can. So, you know, I'll see you at the watering hole. Next one on you. All right? Cool. But happy birthday, Zach. All right. Naughty, the new prison should have a court attached wherever it's going. No more dangerous prison buses speeding through the streets and to and from court. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you on that. Hanfield, Bahamians tired of UN telling us what to do. Just on the heels of the AG telling UN what he need us, but he need them to do for us. Hey. But let's see what Mr., you know, former Minister of Foreign Affairs Darren Hanfield said yesterday. While members of the UN Rights Council are recommending the Bahamas adopt more liberal policies as it relates to same-sex unions and other issues, Bahamians are tired of people telling us what to do. How we deal with same-sex marriage, how we deal with asylum seekers, how we treat the issues asserted by the Committee on Human Rights is a matter of Bahamians. He said in the Senate during a debate on resolution for the appointment of the Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights. Hanfield was responding to the laundry list of recommendations the Bahamas received during the 43rd session of Universal Periodic Review at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland earlier this month. Listen, you can take that laundry list and go down do your checklist. What you can assist in, what you can provide, what we can do, let's do. What we can't, put a big X to it, let them know why, and keep it moving. We can't put ourselves at risk, ourselves in jeopardy, ourselves in peril because the UN says so. I agree, Mr. Hanfield, that there needs to be guidelines as to what we sign on to and what we don't sign on to. And Bahamians have to be involved in that process. It can't be done blindly. It's not going to work that way. Visitor victims of burglary, armed robbery on Exuma. This is according to police. Two tourists on Exuma were awakened by three gunmen, blindfolded and driven to an ATM where they were forced to withdraw cash shortly after midnight yesterday, police said. Police said the men entered the visitors' vacation home in Georgetown where the man and woman were sleeping. The men reportedly blindfolded the victims, drove them to a nearby ATM where the victims were forced to withdraw an undisclosed amount of cash. During the incident, the victims were not physically harmed and released shortly thereafter. Officers from the Criminal Investigation Department on New Providence were expected to travel to Exuma to assist with the investigation, police said. As of showtime today, I heard an update, I think on our very own Guardian News Network with Paige McCartney, that those three individuals are in custody now. So we'll see. I think a 27-year-old, 26-year-old, and a 17-year-old. So let's keep an eye on that and see how that pans out. But that makes no sense in a family island. Robbing tourists and taking them to the ATM. Eventually, you're going to get caught. It's too small of a space. Shouldn't be doing foolishness like that in the first place. But my God, it's kind of obvious. Not a hard one to solve. But where are we at that youngsters are willing to take that risk to get paid? Want to have something in their pocket? We got to look at all the contributing factors going toward it. Now, I want to know your feelings on this right here. Atlanta's official says Wendy's Marco's Pizza would not fit into the aesthetics of PI. What's your take on that? Chime in. What's your take on those fast food operations trying to open up on Paradise Island? And is it because Atlantis are putting up the Shake Shack? Let me know what you think. Let me know. Lots, like I said, to talk about. Lots to address. That's the wrap right there. On your headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? And stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right. Here's the deal. A couple of things we need to address. I told you to get in those handicap violators. You park in a handicap parking, you got violators, get them into me, all right? As we slide into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, I appreciate everybody who has chimed in. And listen, I got an offender right here. Now, I can be honest with you. I had to look at this and see where he was parked in the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, because you've offended twice, not just once. You've offended twice. And this is the driver of a black Chevy Tahoe. Appears to be a 2022 Chevy Tahoe. License plate number. All right? AY0054. AY0054. Black Tahoe. Chevy Tahoe. Appears to be a 2022 model. Could be a 2021 or 2022. Black, license number AY0054. You love to violate in the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Yes, you are a repeat offender. Because they got you over here in the Old Fort Plaza, all right, near Naughty Johnny's. Yes, 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 yes. But they also have you further down on the other side of the road. So you like to frequent that portion of Old Fort Shopping Plaza, and you like to violate and take handicap parking. And I'm clearly looking at the vehicle, and the vehicle has no handicap signage whatsoever. None. So the driver of a black Chevy Tahoe, stop being a multiple offender of parking spaces, handicap parking spaces, in the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. License number AY0054. Black Chevy Tahoe. Stay out of the handicap parking. And if you are handicapped, then get your dial, get your decal, get your proper ID so people know that you are handicapped. But I highly doubt it, because there's no decal on the car. There's no sign. There's no rear view signage either. You know, the hangs around the rear view mirror. So AY0054, black Chevy Tahoe. You need to start practicing hee-haw in the handicap parking out there at Old Fort Shopping Plaza. That's what you need to do. That's number one. And you're a multiple offender. You need to stop. And now, my Jesus, up there in Harbor Bay. Okay? And this is right before you get to Fresh Market. Right outside of the what appears to be an insurance company and a technology store. You have not one, but two dingleberries taking up handicap parking. Actually, three. My Jesus. I'm looking at the gray Honda. Thank God your license is bent up, but then so is your Honda. This is an old gray Honda. This looked like one of them robbery Hondas. One of them silver Honda. You know what I mean, Mr. Producer? The victim was accosted by a silver Honda, an assailant in a silver Honda. This is one of them old mashup silver Hondas. You're lucky your license is hidden in this picture, but you're in the spot. And then we have a Suzuki Swift. Ah, Lord. Oh, there's got to be one of them micro mini cars. AR6611. AR6611. Silver Suzuki Swift. Violator. Up there in Harbor Bay. And then you got a next little one. And this appears to be a note. Or another one of them small, because the picture was taken from a distance. And your license is luckily obstructed. But the clear offender in the spot, though, is that Suzuki Swift. All right? or need to do better. You need to do better. And guess what? Jesus Lord, Old Fort Bay has called me in today. There is a whole trailer. I got an update now. Y'all really taking this serious. I like it. AW1311. Next small jam up, denied oxygen in the womb car. This is Swift. Turquoise Swift. AW1311. Stop parking in the handicap parking in Old Fort Shopping Plaza. You know you're wrong. Just because you're in a small car doesn't mean you can get away with it. And this one, jam up on the sidewalk and the handicap parking outside the Stussy joint out there in Old Fort. AT 2446. It's a blue march. A next jam up small conk 500 car. And here comes another one. Outside Dermalogica out there. AH. You know that AH stands for, right? You know that AH stands for in this car, in this letter, right? Anyway. In China, they say, you know, it's called A-H, so, S-O-O-O, so. A-H, 8933, Suzuki Swift, black Suzuki Swift. What's wrong with y'all? Now, hopefully my friends in the traffic division of the Royal Bahamas Police Force will know that there are multiple offenders at Harbor Bay. Multiple offenders at Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Go make some money for the treasury. If they can be ticketed. If not, now we need to start having like South Beach tow. This company's starting to boot or tow these cars for parking illegally. Or boot them. Here's an opportunity for entrepreneurs to go buy the boots and get a contract to boot all the cars in these parking lots. And they got to pay you $50 to take the boot off. Come on, people. Use your head. I soon stop giving you all these good ideas on the radio, you know. You all got to start cutting Uncle Naughty in. If you all don't, it's going to be a problem. But yeah, address it. Keep your eye on it. Thanks, Naughty, for calling these people out who park in spaces allotted for the handicapped. I am absolutely tired of getting cussed out for telling persons about this. Won't do it in my... No, they won't do it anywhere else. They do it here because they know they can show their bungie here, but they can't do it elsewhere. And all you guys have to do is keep it coming. Keep the photos coming. Keep the license plate numbers coming. And we can make it happen. Prime example today. All right? Prime example today. Black Honda. Container port. Reversed in the handicap parking spot. All right? Car running. Sitting there waiting. Well, I happen to be in my dad's vehicle with the handicap parking decal. So I had to pull across him. Then he had the audacity to get upset with me and try to blow the horn. No. Guess what? Darn it. You can wait right there till I go in, use the ATM, and come out. Because last time I checked, I got a handicap decal, and I'm entitled to that spot. You're not. Just because people call you crazy or your head no good, that don't mean you're handicapped. That just means you're stupid. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, my good buddy.
How are you?
Sparky here on this side of the walkie-talkie.
Sparkalicious, what's going on, you old bucket mouth?
Right here, you bodacious fella.
What's happening? What you got for me on a Friday?
I was just checking on you because I've been having a problem with one or two of your talk show people lately.
Again? What they do now?
You know what they do, what y'all do. I was just checking with you to find out why you was talking so much and so long. You ain't had no callers, eh?
When?
Now.
No, I have callers, but the problem is, you know, I don't rush to take y'all. You know, I ain't a call Jones, so I just make y'all wait. Because good things come to those who wait. You know, this ain't my first rodeo, Sparky. I know how to pace myself. I got tons of texts and tons of calls.
Yeah, but you know what I
Whether you call me or not, I don't hurt your feelings. But you's my boy. I love to hear from you, you know?
I know how it go, man. You come from the skit back. But what I'm saying is, you caused me to hold on so long. All my data plan and then go on to Patelco, so they get all that money and I lose money because I drive from Bay Street and I away in the valley and you ain't stopped, so I had to intervene.
Well, go ahead, man. You know, I could go on and on for like a mile a minute. You know what I mean?
Well, I said, Since nobody else calling me, and you could just keep the show going, and they'll wonder what our business is and what we're doing on this Friday.
Well, you could go ahead, you know, and pontificate if you want, Sparky.
But I can tell you what, sir. I just want to say it's nice to have, hello to you and the Bahamian people out there. Cause I had nothing to say either on top of the day to you and it's liquid sunshine out here. But I can tell you one thing. You can't beat lying and it's green talking. No way. You can't beat them too.
What you mean?
They don't know how to stop talking. Have a good day.
All right, Sparky. Well, I mean, then I got to run that competition with you, Miss Green, and Lion then. Because you can't stop talking either sometimes yourself. But that's why I use my boy. Anyway, let's get to the break, the first break there, Mr. Producer. All right? And on the flip side of the break, we'll get back into it. You all continue to chime in. All right? And I'll send you pictures of handicapped violators or whatever's on your mind. We'll slide out of the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And on the flip side of the break, you know, we'll continue with the global warming. We're seeding up the planet in 60 seconds or less. I'll slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and I'll keep the lines open. So chime in on whatever you want to talk about. And let me know how you feel, man, about that situation across the bridge. What's really good? Do you think Wendy's and Marco should be allowed to be setting up over on PI, or do you think the folks and investors on PI have a point? All right? Hit me up and let me know. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break. As the Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We
We playing with island games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And 4:43 p.m. is the time. And I'll tell you, man. Hey, Mr. Producer, I got somebody. Somebody just hit me say, Naughty, Lang didn't bust off no music today like that. So you can bust some music off. It's raining. So I might have one or two, like, rain-themed songs that we could go to, all right? See, now it's a Friday. I'll dig in the crates and bust off an old school. I think you know where I'm going with this too, Mr. Producer. So I can send it to you right now. So yeah, you ought to get one or two songs in there, all right? Just hold your head. It'll be there. Now, let's get up into the Global Woman. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And listen, man. Listen, people. Listen. Let me tell you, it is all about that barbecue sandwich, that new crispy barbecue. Oh, my God. That crispy barbecue, the new crispy barbecue Kentucky chicken sandwich is off the chain. It's got barbecue sauce, crispy onions, bacon, cheddar cheese. It is all good. That barbecue sauce is all good. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. Limited time offer right now at your favorite KFC Nassau location. Get in and check that out. It is all G-O-O-D good. All right. Let's jump on in. For today's Global Warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds. The last all brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. The final Indiana Jones movie with Harrison Ford debuted at the Cannes Film Festival this week. Harrison's old, but no reason to refer to the movie as Indiana Bones. No, it's Indiana Jones still, even though Harrison's ancient. Disney is canceling the move of thousands of jobs and a $2 billion development deal to Florida over the DeSantis feud, while Disney World is closing its Star Wars-themed Galactic Star Cruiser experience. Eldridge Wayne Coleman, who is better known as pro wrestler superstar Billy Graham, has died. He was 79 years old. And speaking of sports superstars, sad news today on the way to work, hearing of the passing of the legendary NFL running back Jim Brown at the age of 87. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. The stars of Disney series Even Stevens, Jason Pantieri, and Hayden Pantieri's brother has passed away at the young age of 28. Wow, what else is going on? The city of San Francisco has named the nation's first drag laureate, an ambassador-style position designed to represent the city's famous LGBTQ and community. Wow. Emma Heming Willis, inspired her dad Bruce Willis' illness, has launched Make Time Wellness, her new supplement brand that supports brain health. Sad news about Bruce Willis, too. Real sad to see him in that situation. And former One Director member Liam Payne says he's 100 days sober and a work in progress. That's a wrap right there on your Global Warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And as I slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin', got to remind you, it is all about, and it's back, and it's all good. The glazed donut breakfast sandwich, sweet and savory. You got the glazed breakfast donut. You got the bacon. You got the cheese. You got the egg. You got the salty, the sweet, the pop in your mouth is all G-O-O-D good. And they got the coffees there for you, too. Hot or cold, be sure to check them out, as well as the donuts, all right? But be sure to check out that sweet and savory glazed donut breakfast sandwich today at your favorite Dunkin' Donut location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. Now, I had a text to hit me back. Naughty, you got to ease up, man. Make sure I call out the license plate numbers. Clearly. I had a couple people just pulling me on the side of the road because I drive a blacksmith saying stay at the parking spots in Harbor Bay. It has the power to show people listen. Texter, people listen. So, you know, I read out the licenses so you all know. You know, so there's no confusion. But if you know other people that drive, you know, across them to the U.S. that do fool in handicap parking, remind them not to do it because you're toting heat for them. You see what I'm saying? That works out better. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, Mr. Producer, I got one I can send over for you. Since these people want, you know, they want a classic. I got a classic to send them over, man. Since they want nobody to read, I can send it to you right now. We can play that one. Boom. I can send it over to you right now. Since these people texting, Lion got these people spoiled on a Friday. They want to hear music. They believe it's karaoke with Zhivago on Fridays. I ain't got no problem with that. I was kind of looking forward to the day too because it was raining. I wanted to see what these could dig in the crates and break off. You see it there, Mr. Producer? You don't think that might be the best rain song to play on a rainy day right there? That might be the best rainy day song ever right there. All right. Here we go. You going to let this one take us to the break, Mr. Producer? Because we got another break, right? So bust this off and let this one take us to the break. And on the flip side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the first hour. Fair enough? Now, for all y'all who texted me in, and Johnson has some music on a Friday because y'all used to karaoke Fridays with Zhivago from 2 to 4, I got one for you, maybe two. But if y'all want a rainy day song, but let me tell you, this to me is the baddest rainy day song ever. The Rain by Missy Elliott up there, Super Duper Fly, to the hee-hee-hee, is dope too, but it's the classic right here. You talk rainy days, you think Orange Juice Jones, you think The Rain. Silly Rabbit, Tricks of a Kids, this my world. You're just a squirrel trying to get a nut. You without me is like cornflake without the milk. This my world. Let it play, Mr. Producer. Y'all song, y'all want a song today? Y'all Rain Lovers, there you go, Orange Juice Jones. Not yet to this one. Dug in the crates just for y'all. Let's go.
The pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road, we want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shut up.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu can good.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. You got a caller? All right, we don't have a caller. All right, cool. Let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I'm happy that you're calling out offenders for parking in disability or handicapped parking spaces. That persons without disabilities are also not to park in the spaces if they do not have a person with a disability in the vehicle who needs to leave the vehicle for services. The decal does not give people without a disability permission to park in those spots to conduct their own business. Correct. That's why if I'm by myself, I'll park way away from those spots. But if I'm not, I'm parking in them spots. And I'm making noise for offenders who are in those spots. All right? And see, listen. What needs to be looked at here, right, is education on the handicapped parking spots so we know exactly who's allowed to park in those spots and who isn't allowed to park in those spots. Because if you look at handicapped parking in the States, pregnant women are allowed to park in those spots as well. You see what I'm saying? So there's a gray area that we need to eliminate, that whole gray area, so we know exactly who's supposed to be there and who's not supposed to be there. And Texter, you're very correct. If you don't have a disabled person in the vehicle, then don't take advantage of it. A rainy night in Georgia is the best raining music to chill with. Please play this one, Naughty. No, Allah. That's in Lang wheelhouse. That right there is Lang music. I play rainy night in Georgia right now. Lang, get hot with me. I digging in his racket box. I am. I got one. Another text come through. Oh, Lord. Look at this. Look at this now. Look at what this caused. Look at this. Oh, Lord. Mr. Producer, I'm going to need you to play one. I need you to play this going to the break. I just got a text. You see what this is caused, Mr. Producer? Anyhow, hopefully this could wait for the youngster. All right, the last one I just sent you, that last song I just sent you, Kermie, I need you to play that for me, please. All right. Now this right here. This is a trip. Afternoon, Naughty. I heard you give your nephew some advice, dating advice, a couple months ago on this show. I listen regularly. Could you please give me like some of the same advice or play a tune like how you did for him that will make the mood right? I'm in traffic right now with somebody who I'd like to make my girlfriend. I'm tired of seeing her with these dead-end dudes, but her feelings hurt all the time. And then she needs somebody like me to build her. Play a song so she could hear that she don't need to go through that, Naughty. She could just deal with me. Boy, young youngster sound like she's the one. Mr. Producer, you hear this? And it raining too. Now, Texter, you only saying this now because it raining and you thinking about because it raining and trying to make the mood right? Or are you genuine? Because if you genuine and you real, I got one to play for you. And I promise you once I play it, you can get what you want, but you got to be able to step up to the plate now and deliver. Hey, November Rain, Guns N' Roses is a solid one too, you know. That's a good one. I ain't going to play it, but that's a good one. So, Mr. Producer, you see what I just sent you? All right, Texter. Let me see how good you are. And you know you got to text me back. If you don't do it today, text me back Monday and let me know how it went. Okay? All right. Now, what to do is, you lean over. Turn it up now. Turn your radio up. Make sure it's ready to go. So when I stop talking, the song can play. And you just lean over, grab her hand, look her dead in the eye and say, look here. I tell Uncle Naughty to play. Let me say this right now so you know you reached out to me and I can bust this song off for you. Hold her hand, look her dead in the eye and say, listen. And I promise you, 2C will take care of the rest. Mr. Producer, run the track. I promise you, youngster, once she hear this, she can grip your hand back tight. Ain't no letting go now.
Yeah, I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good out, no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face, I see you hiding the hate. I see you looking for someone to scoop you right off your feet. You wanna ride in the rain, you wanna go out on dates. You want somebody to come bring your flowers, someone to talk to for hours, wash your back while y'all sit in the shower. Someone to tell you you're beautiful, someone to tell you and mean it. Someone to tell you I love you every day and don't got a reason. Someone to bring you peace, someone to help you sleep, someone to pick you up when you're feeling down, feeling lonely. Somebody who can make it better. Somebody who can.
Squeeze her hand right now and look her right in the eye right when the song plays. Look at her right now. Go ahead. Squeeze tight. Squeeze tight. Tell her, say, girl, I love you. Let her know right now.
If you're ready. I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good out, no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face, I see you looking for peace, I see you tired of the hurt.
My job is done here. We're gonna take a break and we'll be back in the 5 o'clock hour right after the news. Hey, nephew, let Uncle Naughty know and Uncle Grammy know how it worked out for you on Monday, all right? Hope it's good to you, brother.
Who can make it better? Somebody who can open up.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a... The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. If we can make your dreams come true,
we playing with Island Games.
May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We live and on and popping. 5:10 p.m. is the time. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We got Pearly in. Pearly's in the building. You see that text? You see that screenshot of the text what I sent you, man? We got dudes waiting on us to go at it today, man.
I feel like Poppy Show now.
No, boy. I'm 10 years old, boy. We got a fan base, Pearly. You getting to the youth as well, man.
That's wonderful.
You know we got the middle-aged and crazy covers. We still got life.
That's super duper. So what's up, dude?
Well, you know what I want to talk about, but we'll wait to talk about that.
Yeah, I won't cuss yet. Just, you know, let me build up to that.
Yeah, boy, look here. Let me tell you something, boy. Look here. Remember that?
But, you know, but before we go anywhere, I just want to, I don't know if they can hear me, so I say sending condolences, but, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest running back of all time.
I was getting ready to segue right to that, but you did a great job. Go right ahead.
Jesus. I mean, the great Jim Brown passed yesterday at 87 years old.
But today, this afternoon, 87.
Yeah, he retired at the peak. And his numbers were super. He retired at the peak of his career.
Listen, man.
And then he became a great actor. Got some great movies out there and civil rights activist.
Very, very, very profound to notice that, you know, earlier in the year, we lost Raquel Welch. And Jim Brown actually did a couple of great cowboy westerns with Raquel Welch and Sophia Loren.
Yes. I thought Sophia Loren was so fine back in the day. She's an Italian beauty. Raquel Welch too, of course.
But yeah, listen, Jim Brown was the man, though. You have to look at the magnitude. Now, you want to talk about an athlete off the field that made change, like in the civil rights arena,
yes.
Black history. All of that, even post-football, he was a giant.
Yes.
But when he was on that field, he was a monster. What he did in a very brief football, amazing. And to know that when he retired at such an early age and his rushing record lasted so long.
That's what's amazing about it. That was the most amazing about it.
And, I mean, you got to look at the numbers what he put up. It was monster numbers that he put up.
I think he probably had a good 3 or 4 more years left in him.
Easily. Easily. And could you imagine if he actually had the benefit of, like, today being able to become a free agent, command top dollar, and go to another team that would have put him in a place to succeed as well?
Ooh, yeah.
Very scary. But we do have something from the NFL Network, a tribute to Jim Brown lined up. So let's get to that, Pearly, and then we'll pick it up as soon as that's over. Mr. Producer, you got that lined up for us? We'll get to that right now.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the running back who retired at the peak of his career to become an actor and prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has now died at the age of 80. Family said he passed away peacefully in his L.A. home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player back in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 57 to 65. Brown led the Cleveland Browns to their last NFL title in 1964 before retiring in his prime after the 65 season to become an actor. He appeared in more than 30 films, including Any Given Sunday and The Dirty Dozen. An unstoppable runner with power, speed, and endurance, Brown's arrival sparked the game's popularity on television. We are seeing multiple tweets that are coming in, of course, in relation to the passing of Jim Brown. Here, I want to pull just some of them up for you here. Fox Sports tweeting out his photo along with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, saying that they're saddened to share the news that the class of 71's Jim Brown passed away at the age of 87. That is a tweet right there from Fox News as they broke the story that the NFL legend Jim Brown had died at the age of 87. The Cleveland Browns tweeting this tweet right here saying, quote, his commitment to all of humanity off the field is what he should also be known for. We heard from J.J. Watt as well saying, an absolute legend, rest in peace, Jim Brown, with those prayer hands emojis. AP NFL here tweeting out, breaking, Jim Brown, a Pro Football Hall of Famer who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor and civil rights advocate here, died at the age of 87.
Boy, pretty. A lot of people, you know, all over it now. I mean, the league and football and the world, moreover, has lost a giant of a man. You know, Jim Brown's contributions, you're not going to see many people come close to doing what he did. And you're on mute, Pearly. You need to unmute yourself. So when he pressed the unmute button, Pearly.
He was muted. I don't remember muting myself.
Yeah, you muted yourself.
Oh, okay, my bad. But yeah, I mean, his great athlete, humanitarian, is going to be unmatched in this NFL. You're not going to see another running back like him. So, I mean, you've had the comparisons and you've had people have done great jobs, the O.J. Simpsons, the Barry Sanders.
The Emmitt Smith's place. Hello. Yeah,
I'm about to say, you didn't give me a chance to say Emmitt Smith.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you Dolphins go. I know you Dolphins go.
A Larry Zonka, you know.
Jim Gick. Mercury Gick, Morris.
Mercury Morris, yes.
Yes, sir. No, but as well. He was brilliant in the movies. And here's a good opportunity. And I know you're going to get on me for saying this, but there's a good opportunity for all those bronsexuals to see. I give credit where credit is due. I think the only athlete that's come close to have an effect off the field as well as on the field, close to Jim Brown, has been LeBron. LeBron is one of the few ones that have actually done philanthropic work, humanitarian work off the court, and still achieved greatness on it. So
you got to respect him. I respect him on the court.
But I give him credit for that. I mean, he came
here. I see him missing dunks. So anyway, let's not
Talk about that momentarily. Okay? I was just shocked he got picked clean in the open court. Pocket picked clean. Watch gone. Wallet gone. Car keys gone. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, complete. I mean, anyway. But yeah, tribute to Jim Brown nonetheless. And I think he was somebody who changed our running back position for a while, that it made it a lucrative position and a key position and paid for it. Nowadays, running back chase Jim Brown.
Yeah.
So sadly, because of the economics of the NFL, the running back position has now been downgraded and others have been elevated. But Jim Brown put that, he made it chic, he made it cool, he made it nice, he made it, you know, acceptable to be a running back. That was a good position. Now, I think he might have been the first superstar running back we had.
Gail Sayers,
but remember that Gail was cut down. Gail, to me, I think could have been the greatest of all time if those knee injuries didn't take him out.
Yeah.
All right, Pearly. Well, we need to turn to it now. You know, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about them Lakers.
You think it's over?
Huh?
You think it's over?
Boy, if the Lakers go back to Denver down 3-1, it's over.
It over, yeah. If they do that.
And yes, I'm saying it
the Lakers must have to take two in L.A. They have to take two in L.A.
Listen.
They have to take two in L.A. And just for the mere fact, I'm hoping for a game 7. If they can't, they make it 3-2. So they have to win games 3 and 4. They have to. If they lose one, it over.
And I'll be honest with you, the two, you know, biggest, you know, spotlight consumers in LA are the two guys right now that the finger needs to be pointed at. Because to be honest with you, Austin Reeves been playing lights out. Hachimura been playing lights out off the bench.
The one thing, they couldn't continue that kind of play.
No, no, hold on. And remember now, I told you that in the Memphis series. And notice it cooled down a little bit in the Golden State series, especially with Hachimura. And he picked it back up again to those Memphis levels last night.
Yeah.
Reeves has been...
But, you know, you made a statement saying, you know, the Joker killer. But Joker actually did. They, I think, considering his numbers, they contained him.
I ain't gonna lie. When you told me today, well, they contained the Joker. What you talking about? He only had 23, 17, and 12. That was dead.
What he had the night before? What he had
No. I get it. I get it. But, I mean, that's a testimony to the Joker. People don't give him as much credit as they should, you know.
No, I give him the credit.
Because some people...
What he averaged. He averaged what, 31 points a game?
Yeah, but like a triple-double. And I'll be honest with you. He that stat line last night, dudes would murder and kill to have a triple-double stat line on their resume like that last night. Once.
I agree. But anything, if you keep him under 20, if you keep him 25 points or under, I think that's containment.
Now, back to the point I was trying to make. If I look at the two games, let's just look at AD. You can't be monster in one game and then come back and can't hit it. On 4 out of 15 is not acceptable shooting.
No, not in the playoffs.
No. Then you look at LeBron. Now, game one, the Lakers, bless their heart, they made a comeback. And you know who made that comeback? The young fellas. Hachimura, Reeves were shooting lights out. You had people contributing. You had Lonnie Walker contribute.
I think the fact that Schroeder got thrown out of the game kind of got them a little moved up too.
Motivated as well. But check this out. At some point, if Reeves is hot and he's draining threes and he's got you to within 3 points, who needs to take that shot? He needs to take the next 3-point shot.
Yeah. It was no rush to take that shot then. You could have set up the play and do it.
And LeBron came.
Even if LeBron ended up taking the shot, you took it too early. You didn't set up the play.
He came down, rushed it, and shot a brick. Let's be honest. Let's call it for what it is.
No, I'm agreeing with you. And I'm saying, you know, you didn't come down. You just pull up there. You all, let me be the star. This, everybody call me the GOAT. This, the GOAT. Out my big toe.
Then last night they beat him for 3 quarters and couldn't withstand the little run that Denver made in the fourth. You know,
the opportunities wasn't there for them to withstand the run. They just missed shots, throw the ball away, do foolishness.
I can be honest with you. Denver took their nerve when they got the lead in the fourth quarter. It seems like the Lakers became unraveled a little bit.
AD and I can't say it on radio. LBJ, I call him that. You've been too far. That you done, LBJ done been in what, 11 or 12 championship series? You can't be being unrattled. And you're supposed to be the leader of this team. You're supposed to put this team on your back and you're supposed to carry the team when it comes to instances like that.
Still with all this left, 108-105, a chance to come down and tie the game. He gets his pocket picked in the clean open court by Brown. And don't look around for no fouling. And he picked you clean. Clean.
Like a New York City pickpocket.
So it gets to the
pickpocket, one or the other.
It gets to the point now where the Lakers have to realistically look however this series ends.
No, don't go there. I see where you're going. Let's don't worry about next year after that. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. So let's just get over that. He ain't going a step.
That's okay. That's all right.
That's the sad part about it.
Hey, however this pan out, I'll be 50% or at least 75% to being able to say I told you so. I hate to be the one to say it, but I mean, again, the Lakers...
You ain't hate to be the one to say it. You ain't hate to be the one to... You glad you tell me you told me so. Let's try that.
Okay, I'll be glad to be the one to say it. I won't lie. But... No. That one, listen, I'll take that one. I'll take that one, and I'll make sure that Ja take that one, because now when your sneaker gets pulled, you should really realize where you're at, you know what I mean? And your stupid, immature, childish actions and your unnecessary gunplay has gotten you in problems. You know when Nike pull you know what I mean, right?
I mean, yeah.
Ain't no more shoe. You better chill out and look for Adidas or Converse or somebody else, maybe Puma, but it ain't going to be Nike no more.
Brand new. You got that, boy.
And another, you know, like the Texans say, too, and I would be remiss and text to you, right? Pearly and I should have got to, too. Jamal Murray, you take nothing from him. You don't let Jamal Murray, who can shoot lights out, start shooting lights out and get that confidence, because he will kill you.
And you know, and to be honest, the Lakers, I think only one shot was, many of them back-to-back was really uncontested. The rest of them, they were in his grill, and he just rose to the occasion. And that is how you win championships.
I'm telling you.
The unfortunate thing is, you know, it's a Boston series. It's only for the ratings. It's only for the hype of.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if that could pan out. And probably Mystery Dolphin, you know, Miami Sheethead going to be calling in short order.
That's a great game.
Because they smell blood. They smell blood.
I think they may become overconfident. It may be a problem.
I think Boston bring them back to reality in the next game, to tell you the truth.
And, you know, we'll see.
Dexter, how you can say Jokic look out of shape? He's averaging a triple-double for the series, bro. Like,
Joker
seriously.
Joker been looking like that for you. Been in the series when he was a 13-year-old boy. He looked out of shape. And he deceptively, he has that. He's slow as molasses on a cold winter's morning. He's slow like a snail in arthritis. But the brother still get, I don't know how he does it, but he finds himself open.
Wait, the last time a dude was slower than molasses going uphill and all of that, his name was Larry Bird, the hick from French Lick.
Yeah. But this dude looked like, at his size, he's bigger than Bird, stronger than Bird, and I think he even passed better than Bird. I don't know, because I think he's a passer.
No, Ala, he got some sweet passes there, Purdy, but hold on. Self, better passer than the pigeon, than Larry Bird? No, sir.
I'm telling you.
Texter hit me back, say, Naughty, Luca look out of shape too. So, Texter, what do you have? You have a problem with the Euro ballers? You have a problem with the Euro stuff? Why all of them look out of shape to you? Listen, they naturally older-looking people, you know. Jokic only 20-something, but he look 40. I ain't gonna lie. Luca.
Shape 23, they triple double out of shape.
Luca, my God. Luca look ancient for his age, boy. But I believe Luca look old because Luca's be partying with models, I hear.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he's got run down in the off-season too, you know what I mean?
All right.
He don't do too much working out and lifting weights. You know, he only lifts legs in the offseason, not arms.
I guess so. I mean, you know, you got to keep the legs strong.
I love your straight face, iron jaw. And you know, I throw when you want to laugh at, but you can hold that in. I respect that, man. I respect that crazily.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, so I'm looking at these series, Pearly, man. I'm saying, you know, you need a statement for Miami down 0-2. They got problems.
They got major problems that happens. I think tonight is a pivotal game for Boston in terms of they go to Miami, Toronto. I think it'd be very hard for them to win that series. And if the Lakers don't win game three, I think it'd be very hard for them to win that series.
If Lakers go down 3-0, they're looking at possibly getting swept. You know that, right?
That's a possibility. That would be a possibility. I'm not running away from that. See, I want these listeners to understand. I am a diehard Laker, but I'm a realist when it comes to sports. And I can call it, I ain't going down there pulling this because that's who I pulled for. And you calling me, oh, you ain't loyal. I'm very loyal to my team, but I'm also real. I understand sports. I understand what's going on. And if the Lakers have a chance to win, I will tell you that if they don't, I'll be honest with you. And at this point, I don't like what I see. And at this point, if they don't take game three, I can honestly say I'm afraid we'll see a sweep. Could see a sweep. No more than five.
I'm saying though that too that the coaching staff from Denver's made some great adjustments.
Yeah, and he's done a good job.
And to his credit, Darvin Ham for the Lakers has made some good adjustments. But that coaching staff for Denver, they've taken in what they've done. They made an adjustment, and now, you know, you're gonna put Hachimura on Jokic. Fine. Now look who you're gonna pay. Murray's gonna beat you with that open ball.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, lots of ball left to play in both series. You'll have a better idea after tonight how it's going to look for the Heat as well, for the Heat Celtics series.
Yeah.
You'll have a better idea how it's going to look after tonight, I think, personally. But on the overall front, still at least I would say at least 3-4 more games in each of these series left to play.
Yep. Most likely.
I mean, the only one that looks like they're in in a position to get swept is the Lakers if they drop that third game. How did Texas just time in and say no, the Lakers are, look like they don't want it? They act like they don't want it. Is that the case, Burley? I don't know. Texter, you can send up that picture here if you want to. You can send that picture right here. Text it right here. Send it right here. And we'll rat them up for taking up the handicap parking. Oh, Pearly, by the way, when you're in your travels, you see anybody taking up the handicap parking who's not handicapped, just snap a picture and get it to me, please.
Not a problem.
You're going to start reining them in. You know what I mean?
Not a problem.
All right, let's get to the first break. Mr. Producer, we didn't take the first break yet, right? We took the first break? Me and Pearly ain't take the first break yet.
No, we ain't take no break.
So let's take the break.
Who's doing in mom's squad?
So we're going to take that first break, flip side of the break. We got to come back. We got to talk some NFL, Pearly.
Okay.
And some things popping. Rich Eisen taking us home today. Big decision to be made in San Francisco at the quarterback position. Pearly should be back by week four, so they say. I think that's a little optimistic from Tommy John surgery. But if he's back by week four, he's been endorsed as the starter by Lynch, the GM. So where does that leave Trey Lance? And if you look around the NFL, there are some teams that could use a young quarterback like Trey Lance.
Trade big.
There you go. So we'll talk NFL on the flip side of the break as the May 19th, Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. Runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting? Tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The Friday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We got Pearly back on.
No, you wasn't about to say Tuesday by any chance.
I was about to say Tuesday, but I ain't gonna lie, because Wednesday and Thursday I was out, but I ain't gonna lie.
I want some.
Anyway, Texas chimes in. The Lakers could have won both of those games. First game they lost by 6, second game they lost by 5. They had them and threw it away. They will regroup in L.A.
Probably so. They could have won both those games. They should have won both those games, but they didn't. A Kobe-led team probably would have won those games. Just put that out there.
Or a Magic-led
team probably would have. Magic-led team probably would have won those games. I just put that out there. A Larry Bird-led team probably would have won both those games.
Mm-hmm. A Michael Jeffrey Jordan team would have definitely won both those games.
Definitely. And then Dwayne Wade team.
What about a Shaquille O'Neal that Laker team?
When was that Shaquille? When was that by him?
Well, you know, the first three, they said Shaq was the leader, you know.
Okay, all right, yeah. They would have, yeah, because you couldn't stop him inside for nothing in the world.
No, boy. That's the days of Shaq Fu, man, back then.
Which evolved to Haka Shaq.
Yep. That was, boy, that was an annoying period of time in the NFL. Haka Shaq. That was horrible.
I think I may owe you an early apology. Let me just double check before I open my mouth big, because I haven't checked for a day. I don't want to get myself shamed.
Are we talking baseball before we talk football? Is this where we're going?
I think so.
I think we're going there too.
I like now that your New York Yankees are now in fourth place.
And moving up.
10 games out, 6.5 out, which is wonderful.
Running people down. And we won again today, 4-2 over the Blue Jays. Oh, yesterday over the Blue Jays, 4-2.
Yeah, your boy had won out again.
Yeah, and we're in a very robust position now at 26-20, 7-3 in the last 10, okay? 6.5 back, tied with the Blue Jays for third, actually, there, Pearly.
Okay.
And we all know the Orioles. That's aberration. They ain't gonna be there. I ain't worried about them. The Red Sox, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And the Rays, you could rein them in, but if you look at the Yankees elsewhere in the league, they have, okay, yeah, they're better than anybody else in that division. They have a almost similar record to the Rangers who lead that division. They have a better record than the Astros and everybody else in that division. So, hey, it is what it is. And now look at it. The Yankees got the Reds for two games, the Orioles for three, the Padres for three, the Mariners for three. The way they might run the table, because I'll be honest with you, the Padres ain't playing special ball lately, and nor are the Mariners.
The Padres look like a last place team right now. Not saying they're not going to turn it around.
Right.
I think Machado's out, right?
Uh-huh. Injuries.
Yeah. They don't look good. They bumble and fumbles. They don't look good at all. They don't look like the team that's supposed to be challenging my Dodgers.
But later on in the year, we could have this conversation and they could be right there. That's how good they are.
They could be 10 games behind the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell you why. It can be hard for the Dodgers to lose 3 and 4 games in a row. That don't happen. And you can't catch me if you ain't doing that. We already played 7 games. We only got 6 more to play, and we don't play no more until way out of the season. So you need other people to help you.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
So you might get the help you need. So you feeling good, but look like you're already...
Get the help they need. They can't do it themselves, because the time they get a chance to play us, they can be 10, 12 games out, and even if they sweep us, they still can't get to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you run a runaway now, it's going to be hard to catch you all later.
Exactly.
And then
I'm concerned Dustin May is out. Elbow soreness.
But you already got a 2.5 game lead over the Diamondbacks, and I think they're going to free fall a little bit as well, too.
I don't worry about them too much. I think the Giants playing better ball. The Padres on paper got a good thing, but they ain't proving it.
No, the Padres need work, Pearly. They need work. That's what I'm saying.
Sure do.
They got potential, but the problem is, what I think with them in the big picture is, and if they get in a quagmire now, they may not be able to recover later on when everybody's healthy.
Yeah.
Or, to the flip side of that coin, they could catch lightning in the bottle when they get everybody healthy and be one of them ugly teams making the playoffs that nobody wants to see.
Yep. Yep.
That nobody wants to see.
Yep.
So we'll see.
I see the San Francisco will host the 2026 Super Bowl. Congratulations, San Francisco 49ers.
I'm sure that'll be a very colorful Super Bowl.
That's good. So, what OB has to say about Trubisky, a new 3-year deal with the Steelers? Are they saying Trubisky will sign the 3-year deal and the rookie will wait 3 years to become the man?
No, I think that's just insurance in case Kenny Pickett has any issues this year. I think Pickett is the man.
You think so?
Yeah,
why would you give? How much you giving him?
Pardon?
How much money they giving him?
They getting, let's see.
He had 19 million left.
Uh-huh.
You end up to 33 million. He's getting some good money coming in.
Yeah, he's getting some good money coming in, but like I said, Trubisky is a guy who I think Pittsburgh actually liked.
Yeah.
For some strange reason. I mean, you know me, I just call him Mitsubishi.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not really on Mitsubishi run.
Well, I see. Rodgers gone to NFL, and his jersey was the number one selling jersey in April.
Listen. My man, he can listen. He can sell some stuff up there now.
We'll see what happens. What else going on in the NFL, man? What you hearing?
That's what I'm saying. I was waiting to get to that because we were talking baseball for a minute. But you remember remember the 49ers swapped four picks for the right to move up to the number 12 draft spot to select Trey Lance?
Yes.
All right, because remember the Dolphins ended up trading away each of the three first-round draft picks acquired in that trade. Remember now, that was y'all who they did that mojo with.
Yes, but we've gotten very good return on
now,
our...
Yeah. And, you know, you got... now, here we are a couple of years later, and you got Trey Lance in trade rumors.
To who?
I'm hearing the Vikings.
Ooh. Who they're not, Cousins?
Right, and that might be for life after Cousins. And you got two young receivers there.
And Cousins could be on his way out now.
I mean...
Considering his contract and his money.
And rumors have been floating that the 49ers could trade Trey Lance this August. This according to Ian Rappaport.
Okay.
So where does he end up? That's the question.
It'll be interesting to see.
Can't be the Texans. Can't be none of them. They all took quarterbacks. Could it be possibly the Tennessee Titans who want to get rid of Tannehill maybe?
No, Tennessee picked their quarterback in the future.
Maybe not.
Nah, I don't see that. I think that'd be bad. I don't see that happen. I don't see that happen.
Trey Lance could play in the league. He just
The Titans picking who they pick, knowing that he's the future to bring Trey Lance in. No, I don't see that happen. It don't make sense. You don't have confidence in your pick. You just pick him at all.
Well, here's something.
I can see him going to Minnesota.
Minnesota is one. You could take the Houston Texans out of the equation right now because they drafted. And like I said, the Titans
drafted.
Yeah, but even though they drafted, okay, they did extensive work on Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, and Hendon Hooker, and they took Levis in the draft. That doesn't rule out them taking this guy.
I think that rules out them making a trade for him.
We'll see. Stranger things,
I think Levis takes Tannehill's job end of season.
Now, here's what I'm looking at. If Trey Lance is so talented, and clearly he's the more talented quarterback out of him and Purdy athletically, and the 49ers say...
He's more talented than me.
The 49ers say the competition is open. I don't think so. When you got John Lynch, the GM, saying when Purdy comes back off an injury, he's the starter, I think that's pretty much a cut and dry deal.
Because Purdy numbers... earned him.
In his open, I say Lance should win the job. He's the more talented quarterback, and he could do things that neither Purdy or Sam Darnold can do.
But he didn't put up the numbers that Purdy put up.
But he was injured in the second game, Purdy. Come on.
Okay.
And I think that had a lot to do with what's his name? Dumbing down. Shanahan dumbing down that playbook. To accommodate the rookie.
I heard some talks that Purdy looked good in training camp, but because my boy was that high pick and that money investment, he ended up being the starter, and eventually Purdy would have taken his job anyway if he didn't perform.
Well, we'll see. Now remember, Shanahan got a lot out of Purdy, all right? But When you look at Trey Lance, the ceiling is really high with this kid, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm not knocking him, you know. I'm not knocking him. I think 49ers have a wonderful problem. And I think it'll be crazy to try and make a move before the season starts to see what happens, before end of the season to see what happens. I think they should try ride the season out.
I think so, too. I think they should keep all, too, because injuries happen. And look what happened to him last year.
Yes. They lost everybody last year. They lost number one, number two, and number three.
So I think, though, Minnesota might be the best move for him, though.
I think in terms of career, yeah.
And the Vikings really didn't draft a quarterback.
No, they didn't. Did they? No, I don't think they did.
This might be that guy. Well, Rich Eisen will break it down on the ride home today, too. You know, Rich can get to the bottom of it. So it should be interesting here. And I know we got a lot of 49er fans trying to downplay this, but I don't care how good your team is running the ball with McCaffrey and your defense being solid and Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and Kittle, the tight end. Yeah, you got an offense, but guess what? And a decent offensive line as well. If you've got weak quarterback play, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got issues at that quarterback position, you're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't seem to realize that, you know, that the importance of having a solid signal caller. That's why if you got a good backup, your number one guy goes down, your starter goes down. If you got a good backup, you're gonna hold the water until that starter comes back.
Yep, yep.
Because there's nothing flashing than just getting it done.
Yep. Wait, you're right. You're ever so right, my brother.
Got like a two double-edged sword here. It could be very successful for him. God forbid if something go bad, or it could be a train wreck if something go bad.
We'll see how it goes.
So I
don't care. I really don't care about them. So it doesn't matter to me. As long as they lose, that's good for me. I don't like the 49ers.
Texter just chimed in. Say, hey, tell Purdy, get away from the plate. Say, Rogers going to stink it up in New York.
I believe he can stink it up in New York.
So they're going to get destroyed in New York.
I believe the Jets can finish last in that division. That division is a two-horse race. That's between Miami and Buffalo.
Naughty, what's your take, you and Pearly's take, on Bryce Young in Washington? I think he's a total wash. I think he's a waste. And I agree with you, Naughty. Purdy will not be the same after Tommy John surgery.
We'll see. Some guys have done well and performed very well with after Tommy John surgery, particularly a lot of pitchers. It isn't like it was back in the form when it first happened.
But nowadays,
fellas having Tommy John surgery back in 3 to 6 months as opposed to a year.
But I'm looking at Bryce Young, man. And you know what? I got the wrong player concerned. He's talking about Bryce Young. The quarterback. All right. My fault. But as far as Harper goes, listen, I think the best thing for him to do is just get in there in Washington.
I saw a story
in Carolina, and just go through the lumps, go through the motions, take the blows. You know what I mean? Rites of passage.
He had a great rookie camp. He read. He picked up the plays very good. They say you can be surprised how good a player he will be in the NFL, but time will tell.
We'll see. I was referring to Chase Young.
Oh, Chase. Injuries, right? I can't remember. It was injuries.
Yeah, El Busto Grande.
You think so?
Yeah, listen, man. Listen. He's an awesome freak of an athlete, okay? Would I take him in Dallas as a reclamation project? Hell yeah.
Most teams would.
Everybody would. But what he's done in Washington right now,
I'd give a 6 or 7 round pick for him.
But you got to look at Washington. That has not been a solid franchise over the last 10 years, especially with Snyder doing what he's been doing.
And then they changed the name. They jinxed now.
I think he might have got caught up in some of the dysfunction that is that Washington Commander franchise. I think a change of scenery, this guy is lights out, and he's a monster.
Yeah, maybe so.
You can't deny the talent that he had coming out. You can't deny some of the plays he made when he's healthy. He's just an absolute freak.
Yeah, he was. Okay. I think the fact that he was on a team that couldn't do what he did, it wasn't like it was a winning team that he made a factor. I think that probably was for lack of an explanation, overworked him, if I can use that word, I can say that.
right? I mean, he did well in his rookie campaign. Injuries depleted him in the last two. But listen, man, this dude is a freak.
You don't
just turn your eye away from somebody talented like that.
You don't. You don't just give up on him because they have a major injury. You can see what happens afterwards.
But as far as back to Bryce Young, to what the texter said, listen, I don't have a problem with Bryce Young. I just think he's got to go through the motions, rites of passage. Get in there, get familiar with your tight end, get familiar with your number one receiver, and get familiar with your running backs. I think a big thing in Carolina this year is Chuba Hubbard. He's a dual back. He could run the football, but he can catch it out of the backfield. I think he's going to become Young's best friend in that offense, if you know what I mean.
You need to.
Similar to what they did with McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And as far as you know, getting in with receivers, get in there and create that whatever receivers are there, you're going to figure out one that's going to work for you. You know what I mean?
One of the things they said about him, he has very good command of the huddle.
Very good, yeah. They said he's quite the leader. He gets that offense to listen to him, and he gets the guys to buy in and follow. So that's important. You don't want that ever to be an issue. But listen, Pearly, I know we got a commercial break, Mr. Producer, coming up, and then we got Rich Eisen in the final 10 taking us home. So it's about that time. Who you like tonight, courtesy of the Adam Game and their sports book? Who you like in that Celtics Heat game tonight?
I think I like Boston to tie it even up tonight. And I must say this, I want mystery thinking. I mean, salty or whatever. I honestly think Boston is going to tie it up tonight because I think Boston is the better team. They're not. Jimmy Butler has been phenomenal. He is a phenomenal player. He's probably the closest thing to, I don't want to say talent, but in terms of game intensity, as the Kobe Bryant. He's probably the closest thing to Kobe Bryant.
They just call him the Green Mamba, you know.
Yeah, in that regards.
I'm out of there.
But if he continues on the pace he's on, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. But I think Boston ties it up tonight.
I think so too, man. We'll talk soon, Pearly. Have a great weekend, man. And we'll be back to chop it up on Monday, man.
Take your time, my brother. Be safe.
All right. You too, man. Be safe. Quick break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We see you Monday.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split plastic dunk. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
There's a story in The Athletic today that is trending right now, as Trey Lance trending, that Jeff Christensen, the quarterback coach, talking about how he worked out with Trey Lance and his offseason workouts with Patrick Mahomes has vastly improved Trey Lance's footwork, I guess, throwing style, just everything, calling it, quote unquote, a substantial jump. Mm-hmm. I think Trey is the best that we've seen him right now. Talking about when you watch his feet, his timing, this is Kyle Shanahan. He's throwing the ball. He's in such a better place now than he was last year at this time. And the last thing anybody should do in this position, in this world, at this time, on a show like this one, is say anything concrete about the 49ers quarterback situation. Because as last year showed, anything is possible. And as this year is currently, as we stand, their quarterback from last year's NFC Championship game is coming back from elbow surgery. The quarterback from the previous year's NFC Championship game, as we mentioned, is now a T-shirt meme for the Raider Nation, represented here on the Rich Eisen Show by Jason Feller. That's where he is. The backup quarterback, one thinks, potentially could be either Trey Lance again or the third overall pick from the 2018 draft, Sam Darnold, who everybody assumes is now going to go to San Francisco and become the franchise quarterback that the Jets couldn't help materialize, and then, of course, that Carolina had hopes for and never materialized there. But I will say this. The best scenario for the 49ers, the best scenario for the 49ers is if Brock Purdy can come back last year the way that he finished last year. That's the best scenario. No, normally I'd say it's got to be the kid that they traded all the way up to number three overall just a couple of drafts ago, because that's got to be the case for a general manager and a coach who put their eggs in that basket, and then the kid doesn't pan out, the owner's going to go get these guys. Clearly not the case in San Francisco. The Jets are the only other team that I can think of that drafted somebody in the top five that didn't pan out at the quarterback position that has not led to a complete Dracarys-type fire-breathing situation for that front office and coach combination as well. And Aaron Rodgers, the fact that the owner in New York's like, go ahead and do that. I'll spend $60 million on somebody. Go ahead, do that. Let's scrap the kid that we drafted second overall, by the way, right in front of Trey Lance. Let's scrap that kid for the moment. Let's place him aside and go with Aaron Rodgers. And you, general manager Joe Douglas, and you, coach Robert Saleh, you're welcome to stay here, and let's go win a championship together. That's rare, too. But I think Purdy would be, for me, that would be the best option for the San Francisco 49ers, because what better way to build a team than with a quarterback who has 3 years left on a seventh-round draft choice contract? That is the mother load. The mother load. You're hoping if you draft somebody like Lance, you can win a championship in his first contract before he gets paid. Eagles are planning on building around Jalen Hurts and how long they could sustain the team that went last year to the Super Bowl. And hopefully all these Georgia Bulldogs that Howie Roseman is drafting can be championship quality. You're seeing how they're trying to build this team right now, and they'll play it out with Hurts and as long as they can with the current construct, based on him now getting paid, and how Cincinnati will look when Burrow gets paid, and how the Chargers will look when Herbert gets paid, and I'm sure they've planned it all out. The 49ers just going year by year. There's no way they're planning out their salary cap based on, well, if Brock Purdy can take us to the promised land. And Lance can change all of that and just say, you know what? That would be nice if we can go with our first contract kid in Purdy, but we'll do that with Lance. And he has, however, the biggest upside. Because if he could run this offense with the actual ability to run it and run it 20 through his legs, potentially, well, that's the big upside. Question is when is he going to get this shot? Because Sam Darnold could beat him out. So when you're seeing the fact that he's made a substantial leap, I can't wait to see what that would look like. Mm-hmm. And the question is when will we see that preseason action? Do you read into that in preseason? Because guess who they go and visit week one now, you know, at Pittsburgh before they visit the Rams here. And then have a home opener on a Thursday night against the Giants before a week five Sunday nighter at home against Dallas with a home game with Arizona built in. Three in a row at home. So that's my first thought when you see Trey Lance has made a substantial leap. If he's made a substantial leap, maybe this is also something we can look at and say, okay, Purdy's fine. We've seen enough out of him last year. We're going to go to work with him, and Sam Darnold's our backup. And who needs Trey Lance at the outset of a season? Who wants this kid? You already heard that teams like Minnesota were the ones making calls. As we know, the 49ers said they were just taking. Mm-hmm. Difference between taking calls and making calls on Trey Lance. That's why I love seeing this stuff, love talking about it, even on May 19th, because these are the times when you just file it away. Yep. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.